This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Federal Parliament approves policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2021. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli vows to bring back Limpia Dhura, Lipulekh and Kalapani through diplomatic channel. And more than 4.9 million people infected from coronavirus globally, World Health Organization member states agree on a review of the global pandemic response. Now the news in detail. Both the houses of the Federal Parliament yesterday endorsed the government's policies and program for the upcoming fiscal year with majority. President Vidyadevi Bhandari had presented the government's policies and programs in the joint session of the Federal Parliament on 15th May 2020. The policies and programs were endorsed after 2 days of discussion in separate sessions of both the houses of the Federal Parliament. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said making the country free of coronavirus is the topmost priority of the government and it has been working wholeheartedly to contain the outbreak. Answering the questions of the lawmakers on the government's policies and programs in the House of Representatives yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the suggestions furnished by the Member of Parliament on the government's policies programs were noted with interest and the government would incorporate them in the budget as per relevance and need. Meantime, the Prime Minister said the coronavirus pandemic had adversely affected the country's economy. He, however, said the government was committed to fiscal independence and worked accordingly. Urging all not to lose hope amid the pandemic, the Prime Minister called all to be united and carry on the social life, helping the government in the fight against coronavirus. The Prime Minister said as the number of infected people entering in the country from India had increased notably and there was a need of adopting caution, saying with new map of the country in effect brought significant change in the country, the Prime Minister vowed to bring back the encroached land through diplomatic dialogues. Prime Minister Oli also said that all the insignia, government stamps and curriculums would be changed as per the changed map, including Limpia Dhura, Lipulekh and Kalapani, as they were the integral part of Nepal's territory. The Prime Minister further said the government's policies and programs had come following the ideal of welfare state that delivers social justice, equity and opportunities for all and fair share of achievements among all. He also said the government was moving ahead with the dream of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali, securing rights of all and maintaining peace and security. The Prime Minister warned all not to imagine about removing the government with the help of any external forces or countries, as it was formed from the mandate of the people. He said the incumbent government would respect only the mandate of the people. Assuring all that no despot would rise, the Prime Minister said he would not budge from his commitment to democracy. He claimed that with the investigation led by the government, the cases of corruption had started coming out and the government was taking effective steps in controlling corruption. Talking about the Millennium Challenge Corporation Pact, the Prime Minister said it was under the jurisdiction of the Parliament and discussions could be led towards it. Claiming the government had been working for nothing to repent, the Prime Minister added that the government was focused in reaching democracy, national sovereignty, production enhancement and development. The Prime Minister also asked all to come to a healthy competition. The total number of coronavirus cases in Nepal has reached 402 with the confirmation of 27 additional new cases yesterday. In a regular media briefing of the Ministry of Health and Population, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikas Dev Kota informed 27 corona infection cases were confirmed on Tuesday. According to the spokesperson, 9 individuals were tested positive in Chapa, 4 in Kapilbastu, 3 in Kathmandu, 2 in Sarlahi and 1 each in Bhaktapur, Lalitpur, Sindhuli, Lamjung, Makwanpur, Ramechhap, Sunsari, Nawalparasi and Morang. Of the total confirmed cases in Nepal, 2 people have died and 37 have returned home after health recovery. As per the information shared by the ministry, 32,604 tests have been carried out through the PCR method and 74,649 tests have been conducted through RDT method so far. Spokesperson Dr. Deb Kota informed in the last 24 hours, 2,280 samples were tested through PCR method, while 5,089 tests were conducted through the RDT method. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal has emphasized the need for resilient and responsive health system and sustained level in country production of medicines and services. Whilst attending the virtual meeting of the 73rd World Health Embassy, Assembly, the minister said a high-level cooperation and coordination from all these stakeholders was expected to Nepal to make Nepal's effort more holistic and efficient. The minister highlighted on the need for increased investment in health as it was a major foundation for development. Nepal Army has brought 18.8 tons of required medical supplies from Guangzhou of China. The medical supplies procured by Nepal Army were imported via wide-body A330 of Nepal Airlines Company yesterday. Nepali Army spokesperson Bigyande Pandey said the wide-body aircraft had flown to Guangzhou on Monday. The medical supplies include PPE and N95 mask, among other medical equipment. Earlier on Saturday, the Nepal Army had brought 10 containers of health supplies. The government of China yesterday provided medical assistance worth 10 million rupees to Sindhupalchuk district. The Nyalam county in China yesterday handed the assistance to a government team also comprising Sindhupalchuk chief district officer Umesh Kumar Dhakal at the Maitri Bridge along the Nepal-China border in the district. According to the custom office chief, Bahadur Khatri, in a border security meeting few days ago, CDO Dhakal had urged for the assistance, which included 130,000 disposal masks, 1,595 masks, and 100 sets of personal protection equipment, PPE, 108 infrared thermometer, and 15,000 testing kits. The public health institutions across the country have now been allowed to conduct COVID-19 tests on willing individuals. Spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Bikash Depkota, shared that government was for allowing the public health institutions for conducting COVID-19 in order to increase test coverage. With this scheme in place, anyone willing for PCR test could do so after paying necessary fee. The health institutions, however, must maintain standard and privacy as set by the National Public Health Laboratory. Now, people from both Nepal and foreign countries having COVID-19 symptoms could get tested. Currently, it takes nearly 15,000 rupees to get PCR tested for COVID-19. Advisor to the ministry, Dr. Kim Karki, said in the initial phase, public health institutions would be allowed first and then private health facility to conduct the test. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्याश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said rain is likely across the country for the next 3 days due to the impact of Cyclone Amphan that developed from the Bay of Bengal region. The Cyclone Amphan is being developed into a super cyclone. The influence of Amphan will trigger torrential rains at some parts of the country. The Indian Meteorological Department has said that Amphan will be a super cyclone similar to the one that struck the eastern part of India in 1999, killing around 9,000 people. To talk more about Amphan and its impact in Nepal, especially in the eastern part of the country, we have with us Senior Divisional Meteorologist of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, Santhi Kadel. Welcome to Radio Nepal's English News. Ms. Kadel.
Thank you.
So, starting from the obvious question, what will be the meteorological impact of Amphan on the eastern parts of the country, especially in Jhapa and Ilam district that share border with the West Bengal of India?
Yes, as you already explained, the super cyclone Amphan is expected to cause light to moderate rainfall, especially in province number 1 and 2 of Nepal. And in many places, we will receive light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning in province number 1 and 2, while the province number Bagmati province and province number 4 is expected to have light to moderate rainfall at a few places. We also expect wind gust in province number 1 and 2 tonight, especially during the evening and night time. Moreover, this cyclone is expected to move north-northeast and make a landfall during afternoon or evening across the West Bengal and Bangladesh coast. As it moves north-northeast, it becomes closer to Nepal and is expected to affect the weather, especially in the eastern and central regions of Nepal.
So the details you gave was regarding the meteorological impact of the cyclone Amphan. So since the Amphan is said to have the wind speed of 185 kilometers per hour, what will be its impact on the crops and in the property of Nepalese living in Jhapa and Ilam? Because the Indian Meteorological Department says that the cyclone will cross the western West Bengal state of India and will enter in Nepal.
Yes, we do not get the direct effect of cyclone. That is, the cyclone will not be over Nepal. We will just get the indirect effect or the peripheral effect of cloud masses over Nepal. Hence, the wind speed will not be that much
will decrease
greater.
In Nepal, yeah.
Yeah, so it is expected to be around maybe 30 or 40 knots tonight, mainly in the eastern, mainly in province number 1 and 2. Rest part of the country will not get wind gusts. So I think crops will not get much
So there won't be damage in crop and property in the eastern parts of the country and the whole of the country.
Yes, we expect some river level rise in the province number 1 and 2. Well, there may be some effect in agriculture, but not that much.
So the Meteorological Forecasting Division has been forecasting about what the weather will be like. Uh-huh. So how does it plan to do a more impact-based forecasting? How does it plan to give its forecasting in a way that will thoroughly make the people thoroughly aware about the impacts made to their lives and livelihood?
Talking about the cyclone, we are just issuing the very layman type of impact, but we are planning to implement really the impact-based forecasting system in Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. We have a clear, very good collaboration with UK Met Office, and we are working deeply in implementing the impact-based weather forecasting system in Nepal. I hope it will get some months, but we are trying to find out the meteorological hazard mapping, and then impact-based weather forecasting will be implemented.
Thank you for talking with Radio Nepal, talking to Radio Nepal. Thank you, Ms. Kadel.
Thank you so much.
So that was Ms. Santi Kadel from the Meteorological Department. She explained the impacts of Cyclone Amphan will have in Nepal, especially in the eastern parts of the country. So now moving to international news, globally 323,000 people have died due to coronavirus and more than 4.8 million people have been infected. As per the data published by Johns Hopkins University, nearly 1.7 million people have recovered so far. Meanwhile, World Health Organization member states have agreed on a review of the global pandemic response at a virtual meeting of the World Health Assembly. India and Bangladesh are evacuating millions of people from coastal areas ahead of the supercyclone which is approaching from the Bay of Bengal. Cyclone Amphan is expected to make landfall in an area near the border of the two countries later today. U.S. President Donald Trump has argued it is a badge of honor that the U.S. has the world's highest number of confirmed COVID-19 infections. The U.S. has 1.5 million coronavirus cases and nearly 92,000 deaths. In second place is Russia, with more than 300,000 confirmed cases. On Monday, Trump was hosting his first cabinet meeting since the U.S. outbreak began. The U.S. president has also thanked professionals for great work they have done. As per the Center of Disease Control, a federal agency of the United States, the U.S. has conducted 12.6 million coronavirus tests by Tuesday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mostly cloudy throughout the country. Generally cloudy in the central region and In the eastern region, brief rain or thundershower is likely to occur at many places of the eastern region and at some places of the central and western region and at one or two places of the western region. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 29.6 degrees Celsius and minimum of 18.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines once again. Federal Parliament approves policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2021. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli vows to bring back Limpi Adhura, Lipu Lake and Kalapani through diplomatic channel. And more than 4.9 million people infected from coronavirus globally, World Health Organization member states agree on review of the global pandemic response. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening and in 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.